Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine. On this New Year's Eve, we wish to bring to you a very special episode on dimensions. Joining me today is an expert on the subject, Magdala Ramirez, a spiritual leader and teacher from the Maya Mexica tribe who has been working with the feminine for more than 35 years. She is the director of our nonprofit Sacred Woman, founder of many ceremonies. Hello.
Hola, mijita. How are you?
Good, ma. How are you?
I am okay. I am excited about talking about so many things. First thing to say is Happy New Year to everyone. And this next year is going to be full of changes and full of beautiful movements that people are going to begin to realize within themselves. There will be a lot of happiness and joy in many ways, but at the same time that the Earth Mother is going to make a lot of changes. We need to dance with those changes and remember. For a while, we have been working in the ways of the feminine, and people think that feminine, it really has to do only with women. And the truth is that it is not. Feminine represents the world that it is within yourself. A world that has access to very, 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 very ancient knowledge. A world that has always been there in the hidden. A world that it is the time to remember what it is and how it is. The ways that I understood and began to work in dimensions was when I was very, very, very young. I have not even had my moon time when I began to work in the symbols and where that this was pointing at from the ancestors. The ancestors have two schools, the Tonalpohualli and the Calmecac. Tonalpohualli was talking about tradition and the ways of the ceremonies, but Calmecac was about astrophysics, was about dimensions, was about the world. The ancestors knew all the way to many, 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 many worlds. And these ways and this knowledge has been in many other places everywhere in the world. I recognize the petroglyph, the symbols that is talking about the same knowledge. One single knowledge that it is our portal to the many, many worlds and many stars. And it is the time for us to begin to see ourselves as a human being, as a cosmic being. And that cosmic being is the understanding about dimensionality. Human beings truly are dimensional beings. And the way that you perceive a reality, it is based on your cultural beliefs, on your experience in life, in the massive consciousness, and also in a very, very unique form. You see, the way that you perceive the world, it is so unique that it will be different even from your own family. Each one has a different perception. You know, you will never know if the same color blue is the same color that everyone is really seeing it. We have concepts and definitions inside of our head that have been created a belief system. Some of this belief system, it is completely obsolete in this time and space. In this, but yet it still is creating and perpetuating an hologram, a dream that you have been living for a very, very long time. It's true that through your original vibration, means your key. And it is so unique that no one can use that key. You see, the ancestors left behind all this path, all this knowledge for the people to understand the many, many, many worlds. Even the Christ was talking about the kingdom of heaven. He never said you need to die in order to get there. He actually said it's at hand. It is just in you. Well, coming back into that key is your perception of the male and the female together. It is that uniqueness that you are, the part of you that opened many, many, many worlds. For a long time, human beings have been experiencing a dimensionality, and in some way, in some cultures, truly deny the whole experience and putting the experience in a little, little bitty box and label it. You can label it as miracles. You can label it as I don't want to talk about it. You can label it about never talk about it. You will put an experience in something that you have an experience before in a little box. And in that way, it's very, very hard to really have an original experience because your mind is putting absolutely everything that it sees in those little boxes. Well, the ancestors never meant to use the mind in that way. They use the mind as a whole with absolutely no limitations. There is no such a thing of chauvinism. There is no such a thing of separation in any kind, but a world that has always been interconnected. When you realize that interconnection that all the life forms have within themselves, each one with the cycles, each one with that unique cycles, also you can understand that you have a cycle as a human being. You have a cycle as a woman. You have a cycle so unique as you. And you use that cycle to understand that balance within yourself or your male and female. It is your very, very first key to enter into what someone called, you know, the fifth dimension. For a long time, the ancestors talk about the many worlds that have happened before. Many dimensions, many realms that the ancestors left behind for us to understand what is the path for the many worlds. So when we, as a human being, understand this balance within ourselves, immediately that key is being ignited for have different kind of experiences. Experiences that has different laws. Okay, how can I say this? Every single realm, world, have different laws. The laws is, according to the ancestors, they were put it by our Father God, the masculine aspect of God. What it holds all the worlds together, it is that perfect harmony that's how we call the feminine side of God. That perfect harmony is inside in the essence of all the life forms. So yes, we do have an interconnected with all the life forms, but we also have an interconnected with time. Time doesn't really exist as we think of time as linear. Time, it is really something that it was a creation for the enslavement of a human being in the third and fourth dimension. But truly you can experience your real time when you are in that inner world within yourself. You really are timeless. When we are able to connect with this world, we are literally free of time. So in that moment, you do can bend the times for what you think, past or future. There is a rhythm. There is a rhythm, a frequency that absolutely all the life forms have. And when you understand that frequency, that it is also based on the frequency of our beautiful planet, because we, as well as all the life forms in here, depend on her. But you see, she is also part of a big, big, big cycle in the multiverse, too. That cycle also is interconnected with her cycle, that it is connected with your cycle, which absolutely at the same time, simultaneously, with all the life forms happening at the same time. There are doors that is being open and closed, that when you are in that balance within yourself of your male and female, you enter into another state, another perception of reality. Now, talking about the perception of reality, again, we can say that the way that we heal and we see our own belief system, we need to see all these agreements that we have been doing as a soul, as a soul journey. All these agreements that it has been bounded the people into certain belief systems or not. Your mind might say, well, I don't believe in this anymore, but your heart is saying, oh yeah, we still need to believe in it. And in order for you to put an agreement within yourself, you do need to check on those agreements that you have been doing, that you perceive. You're born into certain family, that they share same notes of your original vibration. Some of these notes, you exchange it in order to cope with another kind of reality. You know, somebody came and told you you're supposed to be like somebody else, and you begin to lose yourself when you exchange, but you still have that original vibration. And that original vibration has to do with the perfect balance of the male and the female. So for the ancestors, the way that they see this world, it is the place where all the teaching come from, and through those teachings and knowledge, you do change the perception that you have about yourself. When you move that perception that you have about yourself, immediately another reality is coming forward. So what do you think, Mijita, so far?
I think that's a lot to take in. So true, but I also think it's so hard to truly figure out where you stand because you're standing it, if you know what I mean.
Well,
all the how you see yourself. I mean, the little things are is defined, the most pressing, the most recent. But to dig deeper, you sort of need to realize where you are, and that's, I think, is a really hard thing to do.
Why do you think it's very hard to do?
Well, because you're living it. It's hard to see where you are if you're there. You sort of have to move away from where you're standing in order to see yourself better.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, well, about the identification, what it is, the part of you that identifies you with our reality? You know, it is, can you see how it is bonded into all these experiences before? Or, you know, what, or even to say, you know, be here now. My now, your now, which now? You know, through the presence of your own presence, you do can see when you are identifying with a moment and what is happening within your heart. What is happening in that incredible emotional body that right now is the one that needs to be healed completely in order to understand these teachings too. You know, how that identity you have about yourself has been bounded you for a very long time. And it can be that you identify with your body or with your gender or with a tribe or with a nationality or, I don't know, family, degrees, money. And you begin to create a whole reality based on that identification. The truth is that your true body is a body of light. You know, you come into a realm to experience yourself, to know yourself. By doing this, you move that identity that you have about yourself. You know, for a long time, we have been speaking about this. What is the male and what is female? The masculine ways is very much representing the manifestation. The feminine ways is that world that we have been speaking about. So, for a long time, people has been programmed that the only thing that exists is the outside world. That the inside world, it doesn't really matter. It's a world that it has been in silence for a long time until now that the emergence of the feminine is coming forward, and with her, she's bringing all the presence to you. Like, hey, you know, human beings are incredible, powerful beings. And this is the time that you can use those power and understand where you are, in what reality you are, also understand how to give birth to a new reality. That you are doing it anyway. You are a creator. You are the daughter, the son of the creator. So, well, the creator creates. You're going to create what you're going to create. Are you going to perpetuate the third and fourth dimensional reality? Or you truly want to create something better for yourself and everyone around, because really yourself is interconnected with absolutely everything around. So how can we as a human being are able to detach our own identity? You see, a lot of this identity that we have has been installed through pain. Pain makes the people controllable and manipulable. It makes you feel guilty. It makes you feel shame. It makes you feel angry. It makes you feel all kinds of situations that every time that you pass through those situations, you're bounded into only one single dimension. You don't want to get out of there. I mean, I really think that pain has been a great teacher. But I also think that we have better teachers also now. They're showing us the way into many other worlds. So the first world that we can perceive now, it is the fifth, and the way of getting in there It is through that male and female balance within yourself as a human being. Means the men need to do it, that work. Oh, yeah. And the woman too. Oh, yeah. The new world is not about matriarchal nor patriarchal. It's a world that meant to be since the very beginning. A world where the experience are based in this union of your own polarities, perception of our reality, that it is not based on slavery, it's based on freedom that you have always been. Is that making any sense, Mijita?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
That makes sense, especially the identification part. And it's really true. Almost in every moment, what we give our consent to, that binds us into a very set system, whatever that is. And then we start to do things from there, see things from those eyes. Even if that's not coming out of you by yourself. And it can be just anything, really. How your friends see things, drugs, consent to just so many things. And so the question is, what are the first few steps you can take to begin to create in the fifth?
You have always been created in the fifth. Your balance is a natural thing. It's not like you're going back to balance. It's always has been there. It is just an alignment that you have. You see, like a tuning fork within yourself that you connect with the multiverse. The thing in this time and space is that we need to make it consciously. Consciously means we need to truly put it in that manifestation and understand how this thing works. And as a human being, you have always had this kind of experiences. It's not something new. You have been living since very, very early age. As the moment that you begin conscious about yourself, you immediately begin to create worlds inside of yourself. Worlds that you allowed to be manifested over and over again. And that, it is that union. It's just that it has never been, it has not been known for a very, very long time. In this time and space, you know, we can say in our tribe it's about 500 years, in some other tribes is 2,000, some other places, I mean, it's a different thing. But that doesn't mean at all that you have never experienced many, many, many states of your own self in different realms. It's just that when you experience this and you want to put it in a way that it is through the third and fourth, it does not fit. The perception of that reality, it won't work if it is being judged through the third and fourth, with the laws of the third and fourth. You know, many times in ceremonies, we take the whole thing since the very, very first day of ceremony into the fifth. Because the teachings, it needs to be in this Maya time. Because the experiences needs to be in what we call that Maya time. Means in a very accelerated download for the people. You see, in the ancient times, people live and know that they are a spirit that holds a body. That they have a soul journey. Nowadays needs to be say it and express it. Even when you use a language charge of cultural belief system, a vibration. It has no language. It is you, the one that translates it inside of your head. For me, you know, I translate it in my original language, Spanish, and then from that space translate it in English, my way of saying the things. So when we get into the ceremonies and we open that door for the people to experience themselves in a higher version of yourself, the download of that remembering, it happens much more quicker. The thing in this is people after ceremonies after, and then they go into their own little routine that they have always been doing, you know, going to work in the same way, good going and do, think in the same way, you know, immediately the whole experience is put it back into a third and fourth. And what is going to happen very, very soon is that people are going to stay longer in that new version of your own self, higher, stronger, and beautiful, and begin to create and recreate in a different perspective of reality. So, what do you feel about this, Mijita?
I think that's so right on, especially the part of where we're trying to always find the same old words, the same old concept mm-hmm. to express something mm-hmm. new that we've experienced. And that really just denies and diminishes that whole experience, even if it's new. And sometimes it's so hard because I literally don't have any words when I experience something new. So then it's just don't say it. And I think that part needs some work on because I think it's just that the mind is so trained to pick up something that it already knows rather than just hold on and hold it and take it to a new understanding. Instead of doing that, it's so quick. It's trained to be so quick to just label it into something that which it already knows. And I think that's so true, too, and the routine. The routines really make it very difficult to reach to live in a very new way in every moment because we're so attuned to just going in that same circle, in that same pattern. And in many ways, for many people, it feels comforting, like something they can hold on to so they don't have to go into something they don't know. And they fear it. Now, is that fear natural?
No. Look at this. You see, process. It's about time. We are right now in a very accelerated time. We are actually tapping and living in a very different experiences because the veils are getting very, very non-existent in many other cases, you know, or even in sacred places around the world. The veils are disappearing completely. So the mind, it is obsessed about the process. Process is about time. When you do that, you know, even your thoughts are sequential. When you get suddenly a different thought that it is not sequential, you know exactly that there is a gap in there. When you bring the presence of your own presence, you will realize that for a long time, you know, through the programming, you have thoughts that always happened a certain hour or a certain smell or a certain color, I mean, and so on. And those thoughts is part of that programming. When you bring that presence of your own presence and you are observing a situation, You truly can see the many, many layers of the same situation, all the possibilities happening at the same time, means that through that integration of your own self that it is happening right now, you begin to really understand as a human being that the only one that you need to reach is yourself. For a while now, people have been working in this integration. They might know that there is a world of one, that whatever it is happening to you is also happening to me. That there is this, I am you, this in Nakesh. Everywhere. You can see a tree because you can see that tree inside of you. And through that vision that you have inside of you, that's how you're going to perceive that tree. But you want to see that tree as it is, as you want to see absolutely everyone around you as they are. But the only way that you're going to see that is when you're able to see yourself in that way, without the judgment, without anything that it comes through a programming that has been limit human being for a long time. So there is a part of you that is still living with that guy, you know. There is a part of you that it is not. There is a part of you that you know what is going to happen next year, and you know that you need to just make it official. There is a part of you that is still is a little girl that has fear to jump into different situations in life. There is a little, I mean, there is many yous that has different kind of perception. So, which is the one that it is truly perceiving a reality, and where is the work? Really, it's not about the outside world. It's about that integration that it is taking place right there inside of you. You know, this is the time where human beings believe in themselves. For a very, very, very long time, they have not done that. You know, they have been programmed and trained since very early age that you are an imperfect being. Of course, not trustable and absolute. Somebody else will have the answer and be responsible for you. So here comes this emerging of the feminine with her new ways, saying this is the time where you trust yourself. This is the time where you're responsible for your own connection. No one can have your connection but you. So you have new concepts, new way of perception. A new concept, you know, God is male and it is there to judge you. And suddenly you begin to understand that that is precisely not the whole truth, you know. The only one to judge is yourself. And you do it through your own paradigm, accordingly to your background, your religion, your tradition, your ways of living, your code of honor, your, I don't know, whatever that is, that it is inside of you that make you judge yourself. Now, can you trust yourself and your own connection? Can you believe in yourself? I mean, all these new perceptions of reality, you know, does God is male, does God is female? The truth is that God is both, you know. It's male and female. Every time, I need to say this because this is very related with the dimensionality of a human being. Every time that human being deny that feminine side of them, they are denying the balance to walk in dimensions. For a long time, the feminine was considered weak, was considered not trustable, not divine, as the self. That's why people think of themselves not as sacred, not as divine, not as a connector with a higher version of themselves, not as a connector with God in the concept or your idea that you have about God, that it might be that it is a different God than me, or it might be just look around you, ask your own people, what, who's God, you know, what is God for you, and you will see a different versions of God. And in there, that's where you find where is your own higher self, that it is you. It is a version of you, that it is already understanding higher truths, and you are just making it official. As you are integrating all your youth, that it was created through experiences. Some of them, there are painful experiences. At the same time, you are being integrated in this higher version of yourself, understanding that you are life, understanding that you are love, that you have always been love, with many, many directions. The perception of our reality, it has been changing the world. For the emergence of the feminine has brought many old teachings. You know, before this paradigm of the patriarchal system, there was no such a thing of chauvinism. Women is lesser being for any reason, you know. In some countries, they even kill the little girls, you know. In some traditions, the women has been just very abused and used and abused over and over again. She begins to think about herself in that way. And in that belief system, wars and destructions came into the manifestation, separated world, a place where even the environment, Mother Earth, needs to be protected. A world of separation that we know very much. But we also understand how to get out of there. Here is the thing, you know, you want to go and fight with the things, or you want to have your vibration going back into that original, that in that moment you're going to have that incredible high vibration, that it is not even the point to lower down in order to jump into a different version of reality that you already did in many ways. It's just that you didn't were aware about it. What do you think, Mijita, about this?
I think that's so true. I think we're just so not aware of ourselves, and we don't comprehend ourselves, really, not really. We're merely sometimes living in the thought. The other thing I was thinking about, you know, when you brought up the little girls, is there is so much pain, and especially for women that are right there in such environments. How in the world overcome such a pain, you know, when it gets into that emotional body? How do you realign it?
Well, the first thing to know is that people have been programmed and think truly that time will heal something. And that it's a lie. What it truly heals is love, your own nature. In the same way that you got her, in the same way that you're going to get healed. Do we are able to see and observe this truly in our heart? Oh, yeah. I think people is ready. Pain, creating bondings through pain in the outside, it is the same thing that you're creating bondings within yourself through all your use. You know, it is like pain creates truly a separation. Pain creates that distortion of reality. And it is true. People have been passed through a bunch of things. When you tell the story and you're willing to observe the story in a different perception of reality, you go into the next step. I'm not saying that you let go. No. You know, people in many other places, they say you need to let go. You know, and then they can't. And then guiltiness come. And then all these things gets more into that dimension of pain because of that perception of reality instead of saying, hey, I can go to the next step. So whatever that happens to me, whatever it was about this, I can see it in a different ways of reality. Yes, don't deny what happened. I'm not saying that you're going to pretend and live in La La Land because that is never has been the point about this. The point is to observe our reality and understand where is truly your identification, and you can move that point within yourself that creates only one kind of experience that you can relate instead of allowing the original experience that it is coming from you, but with your own higher you creating it. Do I make any sense? My English can be funky.
No, that makes sense to me.
Does it make sense to you because you are so used to hear me in my language? Do you think that people can actually understand this, what I'm trying to say? Here is the thing.
A little more explanation.
You know, yeah. Here is the thing. Human beings are multidimensional beings by nature. It's not something that you need to work on to be that. It's like really working and becoming something that you are. It's very much allowing that alignment to happen naturally because that is exactly what is going to happen. It has been for a long time a culture of victimization. So the predator and the prey. And which one are you? One or the other? And the truth is that we are entering into a time where it is not about the victimization anymore. You have been given so much power to everyone that has been a predator for you in your life, especially as women. Using the power that you have of the feminine, it truly creates an incredible change. I mean, I'm not here to empower you. I'm here to tell you where is your own power. And that own power resides in this world, inside of you. From that, you have an incredible passion for life. Your whole, in your body, your whole immune system goes up when you are able to understand that you are life, that you have always been life. Every single part of you, it is designed for heal yourself. It is designed for walking to many other worlds, as far as you can go. The ancestors called this world the world of the enchanted flower. But they knew that that was only the beginning. And that in order to get there, they embraced the balance of their own feminine and masculine. That's where the zero teachings of my ancestors come about. That's what it means, the teachings of the zero, the understanding of your own male and your own female. So where is this world? You know, there is this world where you are connecting and aligning yourself. If you're a woman, with the great mother, if you're a man, maybe we'll be the great father. but you know that deep inside is just one and the same. Through that connection, you see a world where it is so completely beautiful. Sometimes I have been asking the mother, you know, do we really need to teach that a woman is sacred and make her feel her own power? Kind of a world is this that we need to actually show the people how sacred they are? You know, a tree is sacred, but not a woman, because she has been cursed by the moon time or something so completely dark ages. The truth is that here comes this golden time, the golden age. And that's about that incredible golden light that so many people are relating with. And where did this is coming from? It is coming from you. It is coming from all of you in the remembering before the tribes were tribes, the remembering of the true woman and the true man. We are manifesting this incredible energy again because we are remembering. So you're choosing the versions of yourself, what it is needed to be done. A lot of those versions is the same work that you have deep inside. You cannot see something in the outside if you don't have it in the inside too. Yet, it is also a co-creation. I mean, a city exists only within yourself, and you can experience a city that all the inhabitants are holding that hologram. If you're not there in that city, only a memory that you have within yourself of a realm that you have been into, and in sometimes you still are there. I'm making sense.
That makes sense. Tell me more.
What do you think about this? Well, in this beautiful world, the world of oneness is not really a myth or a new agey or just, I don't know, you know, something weird that the system has labeled it. Truly, it's a realization of your own self. And with that realization of your own self, through your own power that you have from that very within, you are able to be, you are able to conceive an incredible world, bonded into one understanding where things are not really separated. You see the energy, a lot of people can see the energy. You can be in front of someone and you can see this kind of energy particles that it is within you and that person. Well, those particles, that energy, I don't know how to say it in English. It is love. It is love that it is connecting one to another. It's just that when we say love, we have a whole charge of backgrounds and understandings and, you know, like, well, what if it's love in the United States? It might be not love in Mexico and so forth, you know, with all the countries. The truth is that love, it's an incredible energy that connects you with your own divinity that you have always been. Now, yes, that not only connected to your own divinity, but it connected you with the paranormal worlds, versions of yourself. It connected you with the past, with the present, with the future. It connects you with the multiverse, that it is communicating with you over and over and over again. And that in some way, deep inside, you are receiving this connection at the same time that you're giving. This is a world where the cause and the effect are one and the same. This is a world where everything is bonded into one. So time, that for a long time people thought that what divides the cause and the effect, it was a process, it is being completely gone. And that's what we call the veils are disappearing. There is all these worlds communicating one to another. There is nothing of a world that God, whatever you think about God is not there. All the worlds are interrelated one to another, just like the life forms are interrelated one to another. All this incredible species of your beautiful planet, all interconnected just in the same way that the planet is interconnected with so many stars and other planets, and this galaxy is interconnected with many more galaxies and many more, all huge, huge. To understand this is understanding who you are as a human being. It is amazing, beautiful. So beautiful that you are as a human being. When you are able to see yourself through that freedom, you can see absolutely all around you and inside of you through that freedom. So the relations that you had for a long time, it's gone, are moving. The way that you relate with your children, with your husband, with your lovers, with your sisters, with your brothers, with everyone around you, and all the relations are moving because you can see yourself in a very different perception. Through that freedom. Remember a while back, mijita, when you asked me, you know, how does the mother see you? Because I told you, I wish you can see yourself through the eyes of the mother and yes. See how beautiful you are. The truth is that the mother sees all her children through that original vibration. Can you see everyone through that original vibration? That doesn't mean that you're going to deny what is happening in the world, but through that knowingness and this incredible love of seeing them through that original vibration, immediately you're creating the bridge for the many, for them to see themselves too. And this is going to happen everywhere in the world. People begin to see each other through that original vibration, because it doesn't matter how far away you are from your original vibration. You can always have access to that. Everything that doesn't belong is just falling apart, is leaving. The only thing that you have, what you already get, or the receiving, giving is one and the same. So the understanding of love is going to be much more powerful of the little concepts that people have through a cultural belief. through a language. That is just way too limited. So all these things are happening within yourself when we talk about dimensions, when we talk about the many worlds, and how we are so completely interconnected into so many, 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 many other worlds. Right now, what we want to do is just open this world for the people to see the world of the enchanted flower, who they are. For a while, people have been valuing themselves according to degrees, money, cars, houses, I don't know, you know, things like that. Very limited. The patriarchal system wanted to be sure that you value yourself through their paradigms, by their standards. You know, beauty in a woman, oh my God, it has been a big thing. You know what? It is beauty according to the system that you are. You know, when we break those veils within ourselves, you realize how beautiful you are, how intelligent you are. I mean, you have a whole brain. It means for you to use it. Not only the very, very limited part that you were allowed to use it according to a system. You know, you go to school, they teach you deduction mind, not induction mind, not the world that it is from the inside to bring it into the outside. Everything has been about deduction mind for a while. When we are able to connect both, your own divine feminine and your own divine masculine, there is absolutely nothing that can enslave you. And all is based on love. What do you feel, Mijita?
I think that's so true, Tuma. The deduction, everything is that. And how they teach us from the beginning how many senses you have. And I mean, I like science, but so much in the school is just so limiting. And
oh my God, human beings have much more senses.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you that you have. And they all say that, you know, the only thing that exists is something that you will perceive with your limited senses that I'm telling you that you have. So people begin to relate with our reality based on that.
Yeah.
But the truth is that you have much more senses than that. I mean, through that third and fourth dimensional reality, how the slaver of the human being came into being, you denied your own power. You denied who you are. You denied love. You denied the connectivity that you have with absolutely everything around you and inside of you. You denied the cosmic way of thinking. I think that we are really in such a powerful time because these doors are wide open for all human beings to begin to experience themselves in a different manner. It's true that it is a lot of healing to do in your own self and as a culture, as a tribe, as a gender, as an age. I mean, you name it. But you see, that healing is taking place a very, very, very quick manner because you're denying the process. It's very much about just turn the light on. You are light. Darkness cannot be there when you are there. And when you're there, it's your presence of your own presence. As I'm telling you, your real body is a body of light. So where you want to go, where you want to, you know, do. You live in a world of light and love. Yeah, because you are both light and love. And through that knowingness and the recognition of your own self, immediately the commune that you have God, it becomes one and the same. You have been created in that image. That means that you have the same power of the Mother and the Father. You have an incredible abilities. You have always had that. When you are in this perfect harmony, immediately that divine order happens. So what do you think, Mijita, about that?
That's so true. Even just as you're saying it, I can feel it in myself. And it just sounds so true to my heart.
You're born free. You have always been free. That is your right as a human being. You don't go and look or fight for your freedom. Every time that you do that, you separate yourself from who you are. You have always been free. Right now, I feel that through that interconnection and so many sisters and so many brothers from everywhere in the world are remembering the true human being. That means that are leaving the slavery behind. Now, what do we will create? What do we going to conceive? It's going to be according to who you are in your own power that comes from that divine feminine and bring it into your own masculine ways in order to manifest it. And yet you're going to be living through that soul journey in an hologram, just a dream, that you need for your own enlightenment or your own realization of the self. I don't want to say enlightenment because it's already charged of concepts and understandings and manipulation too. The truth is that you have always been light. So what do you mean enlightened? You know? What do you mean inspire? You know, you have a spirit that holds a body. So inspire means in spirit. You have always been in spirit. So I'm telling you, there are concepts and limitations of the words. Those words meant to limit in many, many ways. When you use your own vibration in the most purity of the expression, you know, with your own responsibility of your own connection, an incredible world, you can see it unfold. It's like the path that we have always been talking, you know. You are the path. Each human being are your own path. You don't see your path? Just make the first step and the path is going to be revealed. What do you think, Mijita?
I think it's such a beautiful world. So much freedom. Everything
yes,
you described.
It is.
It's just such a beautiful journey to make within yourself in that realization.
Yes.
I do want to ask you something.
Okay.
Just for the listeners, You've said it again and again, the presence of your own presence. Is there a way they can bring that to themselves?
Bring your senses, all of them, not just the one that the system allowed. Open, including the belly button. Open all your senses to bring that presence of your own presence. Well, an hour has passed, and I want to say to everyone, Happy New Year, with all my love and gratefulness for so many thousands of people from everywhere in the world listening to our radio. I am so thankful for each one of you, and I love you so much. How do I know that? Because I am you, and I am love. Thank you, Mijita, for bringing this section, for the bringing this video show into being. I love you so much.
I love you so much, too. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Please join us in Facebook. Please join us in all the ceremonies coming for next year. We're going to be working very strongly in this to open the world of the enchanted flower.
Where can they find
them?
What's the website for all the ceremonies listed for the next year? Is that the Union of Polarity?
We have some, I know that I need to update our website, Union of Polarity. We have been announcing it already in Facebook. So please join us. There's going to be all kinds of very beautiful encounters with ceremonies and the new teachings. And please visit our website also as an organization, sacredwoman.org, or visit my personal website, unionofpolarities.com. So thank you, Mijita. You want to say
thank
something?
You. I just want to tell everyone a Happy New Year and really just jump in. For the next year, there are so many ceremonies. We have 3 moon dances, many seminars starting in February. You want to learn more? Now is the time. And you have the expert, as you already have heard. In this 1 hour, you have the best teacher you can ever find. So go to our Facebook page, A Sacred Woman, or you can just go into the radio page, too. You can find A Sacred Woman through there. Again, just announcing the websites, unionofpolarities.com as well as sacredwoman.org. You could go there and all the ceremonies are listed. You can always write to sacredwoman144@gmail.com for any questions about upcoming ceremonies, seminars, webinars, books you want to buy. Anything related with what we're doing. So thank you so much, and we hope you have a great new year, and we wish you all the best.
Happy New Year. And love you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.